B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Samuel?
I'm pretty good, man. I need some help from you guys, man. I met this chick, Jackie, and we went out on a date. And I kind of got sick and had to end it early. And so I've been trying to call her ever since, and it seemed like things were going pretty all right.
Yeah.
But she just will not talk to me now.
Well, okay, so you said you got sick during the date. Like,
define
what happened?
Sick.
Yeah.
So sometimes what it is like, if I eat like a heavy steak, or especially like a dried steak.
Wait a minute. Do you get like, is it this thing where you feel like you're going to throw up and kind of pass out and stuff? You get really, really dizzy and it lasts for like 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, it lasts 20 minutes to a half hour, and then it kind of goes away.
Wait, are we talking about food poisoning?
No, it's my thing. You know what it is? I bet you it happens when you have aged steak past a certain point, because I get that, too. It's like this weird thing with the bacteria.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, food poisoning doesn't come on quick like that. You know, this is something different. It's been happening to me for a while.
Yeah.
I want to look like a man. I don't want to get a salad on a first date with a chick.
No, listen, I feel you, my brother. It always happens with a good steak. If it happened with BS steak, like sub steak, that'd be one thing. No, I actually understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
So you got sick because of the steak, and then what happened?
And it didn't go away quite as quickly as I expected it to, and it was worse than it normally was. So, I was like, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling well. Can we pick this back up? And she seemed, like she was into it. Like, yeah, I understand. But now she just will not talk to me.
Hmm. Okay, well, we're going to call her. And I'm going to explain to her the situation. Because it happens to me, too. I can bond with you. Maybe you and I can go have steak, get sick together.
Oh, God. That sounds like fun.
If it doesn't work out with her, I'll give you a second date with me. Hang on, okay? Second date update on 10.
Second date update on the
10th. With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Samuel. So he needs to, I guess it's a second date. It's really kind of finishing his first date with Jackie, because during the date he got sick. I just feel so good that somebody else goes through the crap I go through, because I've told you guys.
I thought you made it up.
No, I tell you, it's this weird thing when I have a certain steak, like the real fancy, nice, expensive aged ones, where I get sick and it's like 20 minutes or so and then it goes away. And
that's so weird.
That's what happened to Samuel during his date. And so they had to kind of postpone the date, but now Jackie's not getting back to him. So Samuel, stay right there. I'm gonna do my best to help you out.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate it, bro.
All right, you got it. Stay quiet.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
This is she.
Hi, Jackie. It's the Get Up Crew. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Okay, so we're calling you from a radio station, and we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you and would love to take you out on a date, okay? So the reason we're calling you is, we're willing to pay for a date that you choose. So basically, let us know what day of the week you're free and where you'd like to go, and we'll reserve everything. We'll pay for everything, and you go on a date with this gentleman who I'm going to tell you his name. You go hang out with him, and if you guys hit it off, great. If not, then so be it.
Wait, you called me because you're trying to send me on a date with somebody?
Yeah, but like, it's because I'm going to tell you his name. His name is Samuel. He gave us your number, and you guys already went out before.
Who is Samuel? How'd he get my number?
You went out with him, the dude that he felt kind of sick.
Wait, Samuel's alive?
Samuel's alive. Yes, Samuel's alive. What do you mean he's alive? You went on a date with him.
I mean, I left him there. He had passed out at the table, and I didn't know what to do, so I was like, all right, bye.
So you just left.
Wait. What?
Hold on a second. He passed out at the table?
Yeah, we had gotten some food, and then he turned really, really red, and then it was like he couldn't breathe, and he was like head first onto the table. I was like, bruh, it was kind of crowded, and, like, nobody saw what had happened. I, like, tried to shake him, and I don't know. I freaked out. I didn't know what to do. So I got to my purse, and I left.
Wait a minute. You thought I was dead, and you just walked out?
Okay, wait, hold on. So Jackie, Samuel is on the phone, and he heard what you said.
Oh, shit.
What the f*** is wrong with you? You couldn't even just get help for me?
I didn't know it was up to you, bro. I thought you'd taken a handful of pills or something and you were on some magical ride.
Oh, anybody has done that. I wasn't trying to do that. Here's the thing. Like, the whole, like, it's hazy. Like, my memory's not great because I wasn't feeling well, but I definitely told somebody, I'm sorry, and I'd like to do this again. And they said, yes. So
who the hell were you talking to?
What, Jackie, was that you?
I was gone by then.
Oh, my God.
So who the f*** is sitting at the table with me then? They were eating off of my plate.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. I'm so confused. So, Samuel, you passed out. You woke up and somebody else was there and Jackie was gone. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know who it was, but it was definitely somebody sitting there. And it was definitely a woman because when I was leaving, I was like, hey, sorry, I'm not feeling well. Let's do this again. And I put money down. So I know I paid for it. I don't know who it could have been, but it was definitely a woman.
So clueless. Yeah. He's got no idea what happened.
Whatever you have is worse than what I have. I'll tell you that right now because I've never passed out. But so do you want a second date with Jackie or do you want us to try and get in contact with this mystery person that was eating your food?
I don't know, man. I mean, she bailed on me and left me for dead, but she's pretty hot.
Okay.
Okay, so Jackie, how about, would you like to finish your date with Samuel or...
Well, I mean, I guess I'm down. If you give me a heads up and you don't pass out again, we had a pretty good time, so I'd be down.
There we go. All right.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Samuel, can you guarantee you're not going to pass out this time?
Yeah, I'll get fished this time.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
We need to start some sort of re-entry into the dating game course because, you know, it's hard out there. And if you haven't been in the game in a minute, you could make mistakes. Like, well, just listen to tomorrow's second date update on the 10th, all right? It happens at 7:10 right here. Get up, crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.